This is Jefferson Weaver with ColumbusCountyNews.com, and I'm talking with John Fisher today. We're talking about the Gateway Project for downtown Lightville. John, thank you for being with us. Can you tell me what's going on with this? A lot of people aren't familiar with the Gateway idea.
Yes, I'd be glad to. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to you about it and try to appreciate you helping get the word out of, and to create some public interest in this. I found out a couple of years ago, I'm not exactly sure the timeline, but it's been a while, that the DOT, the North Carolina Department of Transportation, when they finished this phase one of the widening project of J.K. Powell Boulevard, the land that they took through eminent domain to do this project, which involves the corner of Columbus Street, that would be, I guess, West Columbus Street and J.K. Powell Boulevard, that corner that runs almost all the way down to Virgil, not quite, but a good ways down the J.K. Powell Boulevard toward Virgil Street. The DOT has a strip of land there, it's the area where Seafood Express used to be.
I was about to say, that's kind of where give people a reference, is where the Seafood Express used to be. I think there's a couple of empty homes in there or something like
that. That's right. And I can't remember the exact footage. It was more land than I thought when I first got into this. But the DOT's got a big section, big part of that, or they have a part, that big section there. And it was my understanding that they wanted to donate that to the city of Whiteville when they finished their job, their first phase one of this whole project. Well, I've recently found out, well, some time ago, I found that the city, I was encouraging them to go ahead and take advantage of it. And anyway, so I think that I'm hopefully getting those parties together and maybe they're going to finally get something going. What I'm hoping is that the DOT will follow through on what I've been told to do and give the property to the city of Whiteville. So, and what my organization, which is called the Whiteville Gateway, and it's a nonprofit organization that I've formed to try to raise money and interest in the Columbus Street entrance into our business district of downtown Whiteville. We're hoping to have create a long-term lease with the city of Whiteville to control that entrance into town, that corner that the DOT has given to the city. We're hoping to turn around the city and lease it from them for $1 a year or some nominal amount of money and long-term and then control that corner so we can have the proper signage and landscaping and just make it as attractive as possible to try to attract people from the bypass, which is mostly this time of year beach traffic. As you know, Labor Day weekend's coming up. I've already seen the traffic.
I'm trying to stay off the road myself.
Oh man, it's heavy already, man. It's Thursday afternoon and it's really building up out there. And anyway, and I've found in my efforts to do all this, I had a great conversation with Ken Clark, who is our area guy with the DOT, and he's had a big promotion, which I congratulated him on recently. He's in Fayetteville now, still lives here at the lake, but he's got a big job in Fayetteville and he's moving on up the ranks, which is great. He gave me a lot of good information about the traffic count numbers out there. And based on my conversation with him, and I'm going out a little bit on a limb here, but I do think based on what I've learned that our traffic count out there average is about 25,000 vehicles a day.
That's incredible.
And yeah, well, the most incredible part of that number is how they count it, how they ascertain that average number. And I didn't realize this, but they take an average the average traffic count between Tuesday morning and Thursday night. So they don't include the beach.
That doesn't include our weekend traffic. Good heavens.
Does not include the beach traffic at all. So I mean, some of that's in there, but you, as we all know, living in this area, the main days for travel to the beach and to going through our county, getting everybody trying to get to the coast is, is the week is, Thursday night, maybe late Thursday night, all the way to Sunday night. That's when it's really loaded up. I mean,
we don't usually have traffic backing up on Smyrna Road on the exit out there on a Wednesday afternoon or something like that. It's
No, we don't. So I'm trying to figure just as conservatively as possible and not paint any pie in the sky for, or mislead anybody in any way, shape, or form. I've used the very conservative traffic count calculation of which is based on Tuesday morning to Thursday evening. I've used that number and estimated at 25,000 cars a day with 1.5 people in each car. If we are able to grab 5% of that traffic going up and down J.K. Powell Boulevard, when they get to Columbus Street, they're going to be able to make a left-hand turn or right-hand turn, depending on which direction they're going, into downtown Whiteville through Columbus Street, into our downtown business district. Again, if we're able to capture 5% of that number, we're talking about close to 60,000 people a month traveling through our downtown area. And so it's an absolute game changer for the business activity and the economic development of our business district. It'd be like I don't know if it's comparable as far as the impact, the economic impact, but Rockingham used to have a huge day whenever they had a race up there. The whole community benefited from that. Sports events and activities like that that draw people are just it's amazing. Well, this is our big activity that we have close to us is people traveling from up north that are going to the beach, and then the people that are already at the beach are giving up their place that they've rented for a week and they're heading back home, which is back up north. These people are not local. They don't think like us. They don't spend money like us. They have more money than us generally on average. And they would be a great group of people to attract to any businesses, any of our businesses in downtown Whiteville and the surrounding area for that matter. And they spend money. And we've got
so much in downtown Whiteville that is different, attractive.
Yeah,
I mean,
we have what we have right now, but which is wonderful based on how few people come through the area. But can you imagine how this town and the downtown business district would explode as far as the beautification of it, the investment that could be made and lured into our business district, the increase in the tax base, all of these things, the effects of this would be, if you think it looks okay now, wait till you see the effects of getting traffic back through our town. Now, when I say getting traffic back through our town, we lost it in two ways. We've lost traffic. And I disagreed with both of them, but I had no control over either one of them. The first was the banning of cruising. Now, that people, a lot of people look down their nose at cruising and the people in the community, maybe the locals that live, permanently here, the powers that be, as they say, and maybe because they wouldn't participate in such a thing, but I personally, as a teenager, did. I don't know, many, many times. But anyway,
I did invention, but
of course. And cruising, it attracted people from Loris. It attracted people from Conway, from Lumberton, from Fair Bluff, from Elizabethtown, from Bladenboro, Clarkton. It attracted people even from Wilmington, as far away as Wilmington. And there were a lot of people got married through cruising, a lot of divorces created out of cruising, a lot of children were born out of cruising. But the bottom line is those people went through, those young kids went through downtown Whiteville, and they looked over and saw Harold Wells's car dealership, and Harold had the best of the best of new models at the time displayed, prominently in a showroom. And then you go on down, and then we have the theater operating, at the only business open at night that was really affected from cruising as far as negatively being impacted from a parking standpoint was our theater, which my family owned and operated. And but we were totally for cruising because there again, we benefited from it in the sense that it was inconvenient for our customers to park, but they found a parking place. And what more importantly is all those eyes came down Madison Street and they saw the latest and greatest movie that had just been released from Hollywood that we were able back in the day to get the same time as Atlanta or Charlotte or Raleigh or some of these other major markets. And those kids would come back and purchase the ticket and go see the movie. They kept further. Do we need to stop here? Something wrong?
No, that was
just, I heard a beeping in the background. I didn't know if I was talking too much, but hang up on me.
No, but anyway, it's doing fine.
And anyway, the other part of this traffic is it flowed through the town. You know, they went by J.S. Mann's, and they went by the Kramer's and Leader Department Store and all those wonderful displays of clothing and the latest and greatest of the styles were displayed. Well, all those folks came back the next week and they purchased a new car from Harold Wells or they bought something from Michael Kramer at Kramer's or they went over to Mr. Leader and bought shopped with him or, you know, any businesses that were exposed to that flow of traffic benefited tremendously from it. And banning it was a terrible, terrible mistake, in my opinion. The other loss of traffic that we had that the downtown is still suffering from is when the DOT work that took place south of town, where we were cut off, where you used to be able to come up from Tabor City up 701, and you had a choice right there just south of town. You could jog just to the right. You could go straight down the bypass, or you could make just a jog to the right and come straight into downtown. Well, that was wonderful, too, because a lot of traffic flowed through that way into the downtown area. But now, as you know, you can't access the downtown easily from that direction, from the south. It's really been cut off. So when the widening project is going on the last few years out on the bypass, you know, I was terribly worried that we were going to be cut off even further as far as access into the downtown area. And I've been lobbying for several years to have a entrance into town. My first choice was on Main Street, where it would dump you out at the railroad station, our new depot. But of course, the railroad is there, and they were not agreeable to the idea, so that didn't work. So our next option was Columbus Street, and getting the stoplight from Virgil moved to Columbus Street, and created a main entrance into downtown that way. And thank goodness, I accidentally mentioned the idea to Mr. Rome Sasser, who is one of our most distinguished citizens of Columbus County, very politically prominent. And he actually picked up on the idea, and I have to give him 100% credit for getting the stoplight moved. He won't admit to doing that, but I really do think he deserves a tremendous amount of credit for making that happen. And little did I know at the time that I mentioned it to him that he was working on putting the Truist deal together right there on the corner of Columbus and J.K. Pyle Boulevard. So it benefited everybody to have the stoplight move from Virgil to Columbus Street. And now we've got this tremendous chance to follow up with all these great efforts and make Columbus Street just as attractive and as beautiful as possible, to put all the wiring underground, hire a landscape architect, and get a great plan of attack, and then raise capital and money to follow that plan and make that magnet to bring traffic from the bypass, especially the beach traffic during the months that the seasonal months, and it is seasonal, of course, but bring that as much of that traffic in to our downtown area as possible. Now, the benefits are just—I don't even know what they are myself. The compounding effect of that is tremendous. These people are looking for maybe a rest stop. Maybe they're coming around lunchtime. They want a place to eat.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. I mean,
you know, they want
for a little while.
Maybe
several more hours. You've got to go. This is a good place to stop before it gets too crazy.
Right. And they may come. You know, it's only an hour to most of these destinations that they're trying to reach, and they may get here early, may not be able to check in when they want to or check out when they want to or whatever. But and it could be that they need something at the drugstore, or they need something from, you know, a stromboli at Anthony's or a wonderful steak sandwich at Penn's Grill or whatever the reason is. There's, you know, if you don't have traffic, you don't have the potential to have any customers. So I'm just trying to advocate for the highest probability of our downtown merchants developing a customer base, albeit not local. They're from way out of town. Now, the benefit of that is the compounding effect of that you can't calculate because these people from all over the place. They're from Virginia, West Virginia. They're from Maryland. They're from Pennsylvania,
New Jersey. I was actually talking to a couple from in Hills the other day who were from Pennsylvania and who had literally pulled off the highway because they wanted to pick up some stuff for the road. They were on
there
the way
go.
To Myrtle Beach. This was a convenient place to stop because they knew they were too crazy down at the beach.
Right,
and
right.
They randomly chose it. It was visible and they randomly chose it.
Yeah, it was convenient. And you know, but you got to make it convenient. You got to make that entrance on Columbus Street absolutely attractive. And you got to make people interested enough and want to come and check it out and get lunch or whatever they want at the time. You know, they may need, who knows? But again, the other side effect of all this is these people being from all over these northern states that they're from, they go back home and they tell people about us. I mean, if they have a positive experience, you know, if the Columbus Street, the magnet is strong enough to pull them in, once they get in, we take great care of them, give them a great experience. They leave town, they go home and tell their neighbors about us because their neighbor may be thinking about vacation in Myrtle Beach or Cherry Grove or Ocean Isle or Sunset Beach. And they may say, well, stop by Whitewood if you need anything. That's a cute little downtown they've got. And they've got a great depot that's been restored. And they got a museum there and a history museum. And they've got, you know, well, if they start to come and we reinvest this money, whether it's in a stronger tax base, we could do all kinds of things that would make that magnet bigger and bigger and bigger every year. So there's no telling what stories they could tell when they go back home after they visit. So that's what it's all about. And the meeting we had the other night was well attended. And their organizational, we are in the infancy of getting this thing going. We're not well organized by any means. We're not ready to solicit corporate or any other type of donation yet, but I hope we're getting close. We're set up as a nonprofit and we don't even have a board of directors. I think anybody that's involved in downtown Whiteville that is a taxpayer and has some of us are quicker taxpayers than others. I'm a slow taxpayer myself. But anyway, if we can get anybody that has a vested interest in our downtown area involved on this committee, that's who we want. We want anybody and everybody, of course, but
well,
I think
that's let's face it. I mean, downtown, whether some folks like to hear it or not, downtown Whiteville is still going to be the large economic center for the county. That's not taking anything away from any of our other towns. Under no circumstances am I doing that.
Absolutely not. And,
people come here, and the
that's
more
right.
people we can get here, the more it's going to benefit everybody.
That's exactly right. And, you know, I really do think geography, you know, we've lost United Carolina Bank, but thank God Ron Sasser mandated that the sale of the bank to BB&T, that they had to honor a 500 employee commitment to maintain that 500 employees in the county of Columbus. Now, that's the only agreement I understand made in the United States, and that was done by Ron Sasser, another tremendous contribution to the community that he's made, and he doesn't get enough credit for this stuff. But, you know, not just his latest and greatest, which is the movement of this stoplight from Virgil to Columbus. He also did that. But we lost UCB, and that was a big source of energy in this town. And then, of course, tobacco's gone.
Yep.
And what little bit of textile work that we had, that all dried up. So, you know, we've really had a triple whammy as far as negativity to hit us economically in this area. And so we got to do what we got to do. And the most obvious thing I see in front of us is traffic. And why did this town have so much traffic? Well, it's got so much traffic because of the geography of the town. We're on the way to the beach. And so the beach is attracting millions of people every year. They're not flying in, they're driving here. And we happen to be in their way to get there. And that is something we need to take advantage of. And so that's what this whole thing is about. And so right now, let me just sum up, and I know I've talked your ear off, but I just want to say this. All we're trying to do right now, I know we're not well organized, and I know we got a long way to go, and this is just the beginning. But the main thing that we're trying to do is to insist that the city go ahead and please accept this gift, this wonderful gift from Ken Clark's DOT, or you know, the North Carolina DOT that Ken Clark has a big part of it, as a big decision maker in this whole process. Take advantage of his generosity and his commitment to the town and accept this from the DOT as the city of Whiteville. And then please, city of Whiteville, turn around and work with Whiteville Gateway to let us lease this corner and make it just as potentially attractive as possible. So that's what it's all about, Mr. Weaver.
Well, it would be an outstanding thing, honestly, because we've had to, you know, the economy has been rebuilt down here a couple of times, and we've always got to adapt.
And yes, sir.
Tourism in North Carolina is a variety of vacation land, and if we can get those vacationers to stop through here, that's going to help everybody. If they're stopping for a hamburger, if they're stopping for a nicer meal, if they're stopping because, I don't know, because they saw a shop window that looked interesting. But
that's
in order
right.
to do that, we've got to have something attractive. We've got to give them a reason for it to be attractive.
That's right. And it's basically throwing a hook out into the water. I feel like Columbus Street's the pier, and we need to get on the end of the pier and throw that hook in
the
water.
That's a good way to put it. That's an excellent way to put it, John.
The water is J.K. Powell Boulevard, so and that's the pond, and it's a big pond. It's got a lot of fish in it. We need to throw our hook in there, stand on that pier on Columbus Street, throw the hook in the water, and pull them in.
Well, how can people help?
Well, right now, I would say if anybody's interested in talking more, helping us, all of us with it, and I mean, when I say all of us, anybody that's interested enough to call is going to be, but we want you. We want your help. We need your help. Call me. I'll be happy to take any calls about this and discuss it more and give everybody an update or get all their contact information and include them in the next meeting that we have, which hopefully will be soon. I don't have a clue right now, but I'll let you know about it. But okay. I'll be happy to give my number out, give them my number, and I'll be happy to talk this up any way we can.
Well, I mean, this sounds like this.
You kind of put me on the spot about how can we help. Let me tell you, I think right now, I tell you what we could do. Please put the pressure on city council to get this corner, which would not cost the city anything, and then turn around and lease it privately to this nonprofit organization. There's not going to be any building built. There'd be no development on it. It's not about that at all. All it is a collective effort to make a beautiful entrance into town to bring as much of that beach traffic through our town as possible. So I would say, if you want to help right now, instead of calling me, because I don't have a control of nothing, I'm just a big mouth right now, but if you can call the mayor and call city council people and push them to act. And once they do get control of the corner, which obviously I've got it worked out, I believe that Ken is willing to go ahead and do it, and I'm hoping Sean Martin, our new city manager, by the way, he was at the meeting and he did a great job and he spoke well on behalf of the city. We're really looking forward to working with Sean and wish him all the success. He's my new neighbor now, and I congratulated him on welcoming him to the neighborhood too, by the way. But we need to work with Sean closely. He's going to be a big help. But he's an employee of the city. The guys that make this decision, I guess, ultimately are the mayor and the city council. And so we need to put the pressure on them in a positive way to reinforce this idea of accepting it. And then once they get control of it, they need to relinquish control of it to the citizens of the town that are struggling to pay their property taxes right now. Because we're the ones, I think, that have the biggest motivation to make that entrance just fantastic looking?
Well, it would be, I think that would be just be a grand thing to be able to pull folks in. I mean, I don't travel anywhere near as much as I used to, but I do know, you know, when we were on the road a lot, if a town looked sketchy, we weren't going into it.
That's right.
And
that's right. Yeah.
If we've got something attractive out there to pull people in, then, you know, that will, I mean, like the old saying goes, a rising tide lifts all boats.
And that's right.
All of us.
It would help the whole area tremendously. It sure would. So, but I really do appreciate you allowing me to have this conversation with you. And
happy to do it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much.
And we will make something happen with this, and you know, hopefully we can get this thing going.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.